Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
So, Andrew, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Mints. Robert. I see you're wearing a very tight sweatshirt today for some weird reason.
Didn't used to be tight.
It's got Think Fast, Think Gas written on the front. What's that all about?
Think Fast, Think Gas.
Are you working for the gas marketing board now?
No, it's just good advice when you're working with or around gas.
Is that embroidery? Because it looks like it might be icing sugar.
It's that stick on felt stuff.
Is that what it is?
Eyeing it on, yeah.
It's very good. Bet yourself, did you?
You're talking about my t-shirt, and yeah. I think it's an effort to divert me from your appearance at the Stadium of Light at the weekend. You were the halftime entertainment.
I thought you were going to say the heartthrob there.
Nope. You were right. The halftime entertainment.
I was. Well, my son was as well. It was a two-handed performance.
Tell us about it. What was it like?
Oh, it was really fun. I mean, you might have just seen the last bit, because what we had to do was we started at the dugouts and we had to race around the perimeter of the pitch. And then when we got to the opposite halfway line, we cut inside onto the pitch. A carefully selected child threw a ball at us. And then the object was for the first one to get the ball in the back of the net.
A regular thing?
Yeah, they do it. Mates, dad and lad, whatever, you know. I've got to admit, when the ball came to my feet about 30 yards out for a fleeting moment, I thought, I'm going to fucking whack this in from here.
I'm putting it in.
I don't care what my kid thinks.
You nearly took him out on the penalty spot, though, didn't you?
Well, I had to, didn't I? Because he was clean through.
No, you didn't have to. You didn't have to take your son out of the game.
Well, you know, I thought, oh, this could go viral if I take him out.
Is that how you think? Do you want to be an influencer or something?
Always thinking about social media opportunities, yeah.
So, what was it like getting on the pitch, though?
It's great. Loved it.
I've been on Riverside a couple of times.
What, like legally?
Yeah, during the match.
Invasion.
You really feel, though, the presence of the atmosphere, don't you?
Meat draw at half-time, something like that.
I've done the meat draw, and I've taken a penalty from the halfway line.
What, like a run-up?
Into an open goal.
Is that there? Sort of version of halftime entertainment.
They tried it once over.
So they got you on to try and give it a boost.
Didn't reach.
You didn't reach the goal.
No, it's too scary out there, man. All those eyes on you. So when you are being watched by 30,000 people or whatever, you think to yourself, I'll tell you what, I'll take me young boy out.
Well, first of all, I thought I'm just putting this in from 30 yards out with the outside of me boot.
Yeah.
But that could have been embarrassing. So I just thought I'll take the kid out instead.
He scored, though, you didn't.
He scored, I didn't. He was the winner. I was the bad guy, yet again.
If you want a name, Andrew, I've got two choices for you. You can be Keith Swindles, right?
Yeah.
Tell you how he operates, right? Mm-hmm. He goes out shopping for shoes, yeah, at the shops, yeah? And then when he's trying them on, he faints, yeah? Insists on an ambulance, and then he gets the shoes for free. What do you think of that, Rose?
I like that. I'm all in favour of anyone that insists on an ambulance.
He insists on it. Or you could be Johnny Threshold.
Right.
Every spring, he dresses head to foot in lilac-coloured clothing and hangs himself above front doors to give the impression of a wisteria in bloom.
Lovely. I'm very into lilac this time of year.
Well, there's your choice.
But
me, Ronnie Hot Dogs.
I think the ambulance man takes the cake.
I want a fucking ambulance! Yeah. No, I think you're all right. No, I want a fucking ambulance! No,
get one now! I'm prepared to wait! You can be, you can be, we usually honky tonk. You can be honky tonk or you can be drive through Jason.
Well, yeah.
Now, he's converted the garden on the side of his house into a nice drive through area and he sells toffee pennies and little cups of warm tap water for 20 pence each out of a hatch. He says you can have it for free if you kiss his hand, but no one's ever took him up on that as yet.
20 pence for some warm water.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or you can be Dame Fanny Shanklin.
Yeah.
She's 92, retired bingo caller from Thirsk. Her son-in-law's got a mobile butcher's van. She goes around with him, chopping the meat in the back of the van while she sings some show tunes.
At 92 years
92
old.
92 years
old. Bless her.
Round of applause for Dame Fanny Shanklin for reaching the age of 92. What do you reckon?
I think I'm going to be Honky Tonk.
As always.
But I might be Bobby Honky Tonk.
Right, why?
Just think maybe I want to personalise it to me, you know.
Jazz it up a bit. Bobby Honky.
Bobby Honky Tonk.
Go on.
Bobby Tonks.
Bobby Tonks.
Bobby Honk. Bobby Honk Honk.
Whatever.
Was
have you brought your honker with you?
No, I've left it at home.
You're having a sandwich, though, I'll say that.
I'm having an egg sandwich.
While you do this podcast.
Now, wife's had some questions.
Has she?
Yeah. Andrew, hello, she says.
Hello, Bob's wife.
At a standard Sunderland wedding, mm-hmm. what is the accepted ratio of bouncers to guests? 50-50?
Depends on who's getting married, because some of the bouncers might be guests as well. It might be an entirely bouncer-only congregation.
Just give us an answer, Andy. What do you think? What is the 60, ratio?
40.
60-40 yeah. bouncers, yeah?
Yeah.
Andrew, at a standard Sunderland funeral, what is the accepted ratio of bouncers to guests?
40-60.
40-60?
Yeah.
Bit less trouble.
Bit less trouble, more subdued.
Andrew,
yeah.
at a standard Sunderland children's party, what is the accepted ratio of bouncers to kids? Is 50, it 1 50, to 1?
50-50. So 1 to 1.
1 to
yeah.
1.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad I asked that. Do you want a quiz? Oh, do you want a quiz? Or do you want me to tell you a daft story?
Let's have a quiz while you're in the mood. Finish your sandwich while you're doing it.
Hey, it's called
mm-hmm.
Kettle... Oink boing toaster, mm-hmm. give me just a little more time. Toothbrush boing onk peanuts under blanket. Oh yeah, you want to play?
I do.
Same as always, Andrew. I thought it was time to go to an electrical retailer. Yeah,
right. And do you want to name it?
I don't want to name it.
Is it Curry's?
No, I'm not saying nothing, right? I took the cheapest of all the items.
Yep.
And I want you to price them high to low, low to high. Don't mind which way you go.
All right.
It's a 1.7 litre electric kettle.
Yep.
A two-slice electric toaster.
Mm-hmm.
An Oral-B electric toothbrush.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I can't remember the name of it, electric underblanket.
Electric underblanket. Not like an electric blanket. It goes under your...
Andrew, yeah, an electric under blanket, yeah.
Just checking. I'm not Googling these or anything. Right, most expensive toothbrush.
Okay.
Second most expensive under blanket.
Okay.
Then, how many litres is the kettle?
1.7.
1.7. And it's a two slice toaster.
Yeah.
God, Jesus. This is hard. The kettle is slightly more expensive than the toaster. So I'm going toothbrush, under blanket, kettle, toaster.
Nope.
Oh, man!
Electric under blanket, most expensive at $12.99. Then the toothbrush, so you're nearly there, $12.49. Two slice electric toaster, $7.29. 1.7 litre electric kettle, $5.49.
So I got them all completely wrong.
Yep, you did.
Yet again.
You don't know your shops at all, do you?
No.
Why not?
Well, I'm out of touch, probably. I tend to go for bargains. Do you know what I mean?
But what, you don't bargains. Think of 1.7...
I don't pay RRP. I'll go for a bargain.
$5.49.
So if the toothbrush was down to $8.99, that's when I'd pounce. I'm not paying RRP.
But, Andrew, it's implicit in what you say that you knew it was $12.49 previously, innit? For it to be a bargain.
Well, I wouldn't know that until it appeared as a bargain.
I would listen to a radio.
Are you going to say the name of the quiz again at the end like you normally do, or are you just going to pass it by?
You have just played...
Oh, God.
Kettle, oink, boing, toaster. Give me just a little more time. Toothbrush, boing, oink, peanuts. Under blanket. Oh, yeah.
While we're talking about that sort of thing, can I just announce that I'd like to become an influencer?
Yeah,
on the Instagram, maybe.
You just have then.
That. Yeah, I've got a list of things I'd like to get. If anyone's listening, can hook me up with any of this stuff. I'll take a picture of myself with it, go on Instagram and influence people.
Okay.
A set of fitted sheets and pillowcases, preferably Egyptian cotton, but I'm not overly fussed.
Okay.
DVD box set of When the Boat Comes In. Some bedding plants, various colours. Nice, nice colours.
Nice, yeah.
A first aid kit, a map of the world poster, a nest of tables, and the Intex Explorer K2 two-person kayak with oars and inflation pump.
Oh, you'd like to get that.
Any of them, anyone wants to send them in, I'll take a picture with myself and influence the fuck out of it.
I'd like to see you with that elaborate canoe arrangement.
Particularly the kayak.
Yeah.
I prefer the nest of tables, to be honest.
Actually, you would look nice next to a nest of tables.
Wouldn't I? Yeah. With them all out on display.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe your peanuts on one.
Yeah.
Jelly tots on another.
Can of beer on the other.
Can of beer.
Yeah.
A little can of beer on the other one.
Yeah, influencing.
I was listening to radio.
Were you?
Andrew.
Mm.
And there's a new show on. Do you know Martin from Homes Under the Hammer?
Yeah.
Yeah? Well, he does a show now where he goes to footballers' houses.
Does he?
And looks around the houses and that.
Right.
And it's quite a good show.
On the radio?
On the radio, yeah.
Sounds
so
good.
I recorded one for you.
Good.
Thought you might like to hear it.
I'd love to hear it.
My only problem is I can't do Martin. But I especially can't do them with egg in my mouth.
No.
So,
I hope the listeners are enjoying listening to you having your picnic during this episode.
Here we are. Hello and welcome. I'm Martin Roberts from Homes Under the Hammer. And today I'm the guest of Sean Dyche, the managing football officer of the Burnley Football Centre. Hello there, Sean. Wow, that's quite a beard. Bit unusual, but I like it. Hello, Martin, from Homes Under the Hammer. Excuse the smell, I'm boiling up some underpants on the hob. They'd become very biscuity. Oh, that's all right. It's an unusual smell, a bit different, and you know what? I like it. So, this is the hallway. You've got a lot of pictures on the wall. Yes, they are all details from my favourite pieces of machinery. That one there is the axle bearing from a 24-arm Norfolk potato planter. That one is a warning light from a 2004 Corby 7007 trouser press. The big one at the end is the cotter pin from a Henkelmann Jumbo 42 canning machine. Very unusual, but I like them. It's a bit different. So what's next on the tour? This is Mikazi. As you can see, the floor is covered in hay. I change it once a week and put it on me turnip patch. I love turnips. It's a good, honest vegetable, you know, unlike kale or fucking God forbid broccoli. I expect you like kale, do you, Martin from Horns Under the Hammer? I do. It's a bit different, and I like that. So this presumably is the lounge, and it's dominated by this rather large machine in the centre of the room. That's me Heidelberg's KORS single colour offset printing press. What is it that you actually print? Words, motivational words for the team to stare at. Give me some examples. It all sounds very different and unusual. Okay. Work. Gun. Axe. Kick the bastard. If you haven't spewed up, you haven't turned up. More axes. Balls are there to be kicked. More work. Eat pie. Kick. Rush. Shit. Wow. Highly emotional images. And if you don't mind me saying, quite unusual. How do you get the shape of your beard so circular, by the way? I shave it around a 15-ounce tin of John West pineapple chunks. Now this is my kitchen. Yes, I can see, and it's dominated by that large machine on the centre table. What is that? It's a Roller Grill F60 quartz turbo convector pie oven, 24 standard pie capacity, fully fan assisted. Is that all you eat then, pies? No, turnips as well. Keep your brain in check, don't they? Don't want to get highfalutin' ideas like those foreign coaches with the pasta and the sauces and their parboiled fucking hazelnuts. Thank you, Sean. A most unusual house. A little bit different, but I liked it. I wish you all the best. Then I stopped recording.
Yeah.
And that's the little extract I thought I'd play to you.
Very good, very good. I hope that comes back again.
You like that show?
Will that be on again, do you think?
Yeah, I think it might be.
Maybe as well just...
As long as I can make sure that it isn't just Steve McLaren doing Martin.
No, with a bit of a twist. In between this episode and the last episode of Athletico Mints, we put out an episode of Athletico Parsnips, a new podcast you can only get if you join Club Parsnips. And here's some bits from it.
Lobbing a parsnip crop into your backyard.
Click. Recently you said there was a problem with your arse. Is that cleaned up now or
no.
Is that? Click.
I would recommend staring to everyone.
Click.
I'm a fucking gangbanger, mate. It's in my blood.
Click.
Yes, smash.
Click.
Bernie suffered from cucumber urine.
Club Parsnips is £2 plus VAT a month and you get an Athletico Parsnips episode. Every episode of Mints 3 days before non-subscribers, ad-free. You get a Ben Picks animation each month, a bonus compilation episode each month, currently Peter Beardsley, and all of the old episodes with ads removed, and advance notice and early bird ticket links for any future live shows we may or may not do.
It's all true.
I'm not a liar.
No, you wouldn't. Well, you are, but no, you're not lying.
But not
then.
About this. If you want to subscribe, go to patreon.com/athleticomints, and for more information, athleticomints.com/parsnips.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, the UK Podcast Federation were in touch.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They said I've got to
exciting.
Re-establish your memory man credentials. And oh, I should have done it at the start, but I haven't. But here it comes. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what was on the top left-hand side of page 232 of the 1986 Autumn Winter Argos catalogue? Top left. 232.
Yes.
There it is. Memory man.
Thank you. Not bad, is it?
Credentials re-established. Thank you. Well done.
I watched the Pep Guardiola documentary.
The one that's on Amazon. I haven't watched it yet, no. I'm not interested in that kind of big club thing.
I watched it the day that... Those day that they played Tottenham.
Right.
And I knew after I'd watched it that Tottenham would win that match. No, I did.
I'll tell you what it is.
Well, because there's no, apart from maybe Delf, there's no one in that dressing room's got any fight about them.
Really?
Little companies a bit polite, but they're all just sort of nice. You know, they ain't no Roy Keane, Grant Ledbetter, nothing like that in there.
They haven't got a Grant Ledbetter in there.
No, I promise you. I thought, no, they've not.
How do they win all the other matches that they win then?
I just knew when it would come to the crunch, they're going to fall down.
Right.
They'll probably lose against United as well. That's my prediction.
Right. Okay. Well,
you know.
Big stuff, big talk.
Do you like watching climbing documentaries? I watched a couple with my son the other day. They're quite good.
I didn't even know climbing documentaries was a thing.
Pretty good.
Where do you access a climbing documentary?
On the climbing documentary
channel.
Search on... the mountain chat on the climate documentary search on Netflix.
Climbing or climate?
Climbing. Yeah, clambering up sheer faces with just your fingers.
I remember watching someone climbing up the Old Man of Hoy once.
Yeah.
That's very vertical, the old man Ahoy. That was impressive. That was in black and white, though. I think I saw that on Blue Peter or something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe in John Noakes.
Noakesy.
Yeah, but is there a point you were going to make about
Clambering? Well, not just that, you know, I quite recommend them. Sadly, I haven't got the... I can't remember the name of them. Something like the Big Wall or...
It's gone down a bit of a dead end, this bit, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has.
Listen, it's, you know, I spend a lot of time on trains,
yeah,
as you know, between Sunderland and London, coming to do this for you. It's one of the most romantic and thrilling forms of transport we have, the train.
Definitely.
I believe. And it's National Train Poetry Week this week.
Right.
So I thought I'd write a little poem about being on the train and stuff.
Oh, we're all very pleased about that.
Here we go. It's not very long, don't worry. Spherical little man-spreading arsehole. Who put you in charge of the armrest, you bulbous little wanker? Typing with one hand, your can of Red Bull grasped in the other. What's with all the fucking sniffing like? And you there, walking by and grabbing the lid of my laptop to balance yourself as the train jolts slightly. What the actual fuck? What the actual fuck? That's it.
You angry little ball. Was that like real life?
Yeah, that was based on my train journey.
The sniffing and the coughing is the worst thing.
The armrest. It was a nightmare. That was first class as well.
You went first class?
No, of course I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Didn't.
Yes, you did.
Not
you would not have said that.
Not the day I didn't. You don't get that kind of carry on in first class, Jesus. Is that a Roy Hodgson outside?
Yeah, there he is. Yeah, come on, get him in. All right. Hey, Roy.
Hello.
Hiya, Roy. You come in just a couple of minutes. That's great.
It was very kind of you, you pair of diabolic little creeps. What do you want to talk about with me today, then?
Well, I wanted to, first off, congratulate you on your fantastic achievement this weekend.
Yes, thank you. A £50 Warhammer voucher from my lovely old mum. It's an Easter present. I'm absolutely delighted.
Wow, your mum. Wow, I mean, you're about 70, aren't you?
71 and a half, actually, joy boy.
So your mum must be a fair old age then, if you don't mind me asking.
She's 108.
Wow! We'll give her our love and that and everything.
Well, I'll do no such thing, you subhuman wreck.
Okay. Oh, no, what I was referring to was your win away at Arsenal on Sunday. That's a massive achievement.
Oh, that, yeah. Piece of piss, really. It leaves us sitting pretty on 42 points and safe for another season. The rest of the season takes care of itself now, leaving me free to focus on my other big obsession.
Yeah, Warhammer.
Warhammer. No, Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
Thrones.
Oh, all right, so you're into that too as well, are you?
Of course I am. Do I look like some kind of prick?
Well, no, you don't.
Exactly. I'm active on all the forums, and I've got many theories about who will kill the Night King.
Well, I reckon it'll be Jon Snow.
Could you be any more basic, you half-witted baby man? Jon Snow, have you even seen GOT?
Yeah, I've watched the whole lot.
Well, you obviously don't understand it then. Wayne Hennessy thinks it'll be Jon Snow, and he's never even heard of Hitler. So that just goes to show how clued up you are.
All right, who'll kill the Night King then?
I'm not telling you. But what I will say is, do you remember when Bran Stark said that no one has ever used Dragonfire on the Night King? I'll say no more.
Sorry, I'm a bit confused, right?
Oh, I bet you are, you slow-witted prick. You might as well go back to watching old episodes of Rent the Ghost on YouTube. Come back when you're a big boy, eh?
Sorry, Roy.
All right, I'm off. Breathing the same air as you two clowns. It's giving me the dry eaves. Where's the door?
Well, it's just there where you came in, Roy.
All right, I thought that might have been a trick. Well, goodbye, then.
Yeah, I'll see you, Roy.
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
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 Game of Thrones. Oh, God, he was sharp today, wasn't
yeah.
he? I suppose it makes sense he'd like Game of Thrones, doesn't
he? He's in all that shit, isn't he?
Obviously. Vikings and all that
all
nonsense.
That sort of thing. Quick question for you. Quick brain teaser, if you like.
Yeah.
What links Bob Marley, Harrison Ford and Liz Hurley?
I have no idea.
If I say... Dundee University, that might help you a little
all
bit.
Got degrees from Dundee University.
Good answer. The correct answer is Nout. Nout links them.
That was excellent. Sadly, sadly, you can't really do that one again, can you?
I'll try.
So, Steve and Casper.
Yeah.
having a right old time.
Yeah.
You know, because he's done his destroy and exit.
Destroy and exit,
yeah. They're just sat at home eating fun and laughter bars, watching the telly, sounds having awful. A lovely time.
Counting their money.
Yeah, so here's a little extract from it. Hey, Casper, I'm so glad we don't have to deal with that Mr. Fernandez anymore. He was a right Lord Rodney of the city of Plonka, wasn't he? Casper nods. What shall we watch next, Casper? More Poirot? Casper shakes his head. I know. What about some escape to the country? That's such an exciting show. Casper shakes his head. Well, what do you want, Casper, you little yummy clod of friendly bubbles and suds? Would you like to go to the carpet shop? Check out the new arrivals? But Casper shakes his head.
Ooh.
Oh, I tell you what, I'll sing a song for you. We are the QPR, we haven't got a manager. We are the QPR, we'll finish bottom half. But Casper ain't listening.
Oh.
What's the matter, Casper? Do you want to go in the pond for a swimmy woo-woo? Casper nods, and Steve lets him out of the back door, right? But suddenly there's a big bang on the front door, and it flies open. It's Ian Holloway.
Oh.
Oh. He's unshaven, his eyes are all dark and baggy, yeah?
Blimey.
His coat's all stained and ripped, and he's holding a big plastic bottle of farm cider, yeah?
I know what you've been up to, McLaren. You never intended for QPR to finish 15th. You came in to destroy the club and then get out. That was my job you stole.
I don't know what you're on about, Mr. Holloway. I think you've had too much tractor wine. I would never do anything like that to my good friend Mr. Fernandez and his wonderful mid-table team.
Oh, yeah? Well, explain this bastard tape, then.
So Ian turns on the little tape recorder that he'd hidden in Steve's office the day that he was sacked.
Ooh.
Hello, is that Sam? Sam Allardyce. Yeah, hello, Sam. I've got some great news. Destroy and exit at QPR successfully completed.
Just you wait till I give this to Mr. Fernandez and the newspapers. You'll be finished, McLaren.
No, it is not what you think, Ian.
Shut up, you fraud, and take that lump of pork scratching off your head whilst I'm talking to you.
Fucking accent. That's not a pork scratching, you pipping willy. That's me hair island.
Shut the fuck up, McLaren. Now, have you got a car to drive us to the Fernandez gaff?
I've got me clown car in the garage, but it runs on candy floss and grizzly bears' dreams, and I'm clean out of both.
Well, at that point, Casper rears up behind Holloway's shoulder. His neck swells up and he forces a jet of spew directly into Holloway's ear. Holloway falls to the floor, dropping his tape recorder.
Has my head exploded or something? Because I sure as fuck think it might have. Hey, where's my tape thingy? You know, the tape playing thingy.
I don't know what you're on about, Mr. Holloway. I didn't ever see you with one. Maybe it's the farmer's cider playing tricks on your mind.
Well, Ian's a bit confused and he starts searching for his tape. Steve looks out of the back window just in time to see Casper disappearing into the pond with the tape recorder in his mouth.
Well, I think it's time you went on your way.
Well, you got lucky somehow. I'll work it out and I'll be back, McLaren. Do you hear me? I'll be back.
And with that, he stumbled out onto the street and made his way off.
Good work, Casper, you yummy fountain of sweet iced crispy biscuits. Shall we get back to Poirot?
And Casper nods as if to say, fucking right, we should. So, but you know...
One question I've got from that.
Yeah.
I heard a reference to tractor wine.
Yeah.
Where can I get tractor wine?
You like tractor wine, you can only get it on the edge of fields in Somerset.
Oh, right. That's so a bit far for me.
You'll have to drive there.
Good stuff, though. I've still got Bananarama, living with us.
God help us, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm getting a bit sick of them now.
I've been dropping in since time they moved on, but they don't seem my lack.
You don't like them that much.
Nah, they've asked if they can put a pop festival in my backyard in a couple of months. All been writing about it in their exercise books and doing drawings and that. I don't know if I can be bothered with a pop festival.
Be a lot of wee-wee if it's pop festival.
That's what I'm thinking. I mean, they want to put the stage down near the back gate under the corrugated plastic so it keeps them dry if it rains. But I don't think that's very fair on the customers.
I put the note, but note if they're not practical.
Keeping on an armour dry, but the customers will not be dry if it rains. Who do they think they are? And I'm not having people coming in the house looking for shelter while I'm busy watching ITV Hub. I mean, the stop taps down that end of the yard as well. I mean, what happens if there's a water emergency while they're on stage doing
the
songs?
You'd have to interrupt the performance, wouldn't you?
It'd be chaos, total chaos. They need someone to do the catering. Fancy doing it?
No, I'm not doing no catering.
Why?
God, don't cook.
I thought you'd want to be involved. Yeah, I was asking about Bananarama.
I'd like to be involved with Bananarama, but not with the cooking.
No. Well, I mean, you just put an outdoor buffet on or something like that. Just right. some like grapes and...
Well, grapes and sausage would be nice, wouldn't
something
it?
Like that. Oh, like,
I could maybe do a stick. I could maybe do that,
I mean, if it all goes well, they might fancy moving out and come round live with you. Would you take them in?
I'd like them.
Shall I ask them?
If you'd ask them if they come and live with me, I'll be happy to do that.
Do you want them permanent or just for a bit?
I want them on a six-month contract.
Right, like a rolling contract.
No, 6 months and I'll have had enough.
Then you just move them on again.
Aye.
Right, I will struggle through that then.
Thanks very much.
I've got to go and get this fox head stuffed now, so I'll see you later on.
Nice looking fox.
Isn't it?
I was in North London near Finsbury Park.
Oh, aye.
So I thought I'd go into Santi Cazorla's Laughter Emporium.
Oh, good.
You know, to see how he's getting on without him and that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Well, it actually all seemed much the same, but when you go in, I suppose it's a sensor or something, starts up a little film on a massive screen right in front of you, and it's a message from Santi, yeah? He goes, "Hey, greetings, fellow laughter pilgrim, and welcome to Santi's Laughter Emporium. I love to laugh. It's party time, and we got everything you need. We got streamers, balloons, kazoos, fancy dress shit, paper plates, face paints, lava lamps, frisbees, and don't forget your pinata. Hey, we got David Seaman working here today, just asking for all your laughter requirements." So I went over the counter and sure enough, there's David Seaman.
Yeah.
Yeah. I said, "All right, David." I said, "How's it going?" I love to laugh. I said, "Yeah, I can see that, David." "Here, shake my hand." So I do, and I get an electric shock. It's pretty bad, actually. That makes me knackers, rotate a bit and that. I said, "Wow, that was a bit tasty, David." "What can I help you with?" I just wondered if you sold any of those sweets, you know, that look really nice, but taste shit. He says, "No, we just sell the normal stuff. Chews, chocolatey, dib dabs." "What a funny name." I said, "Oh, I'll just have a pack of chews then. Thanks, David." And he carries on laughing, and I made my way out to the tube, had a couple of chews, you know, and then suddenly I began to feel violently ill, you know, nausea, spewing up, quickly tods, you know, everything.
Oh, Jesus.
I had to be ambulanced to hospital, stomach
pumped. Did you insist on an ambulance?
Yeah, I was out for the count, you know. Doctor said it was probably the chews that had some dreadful toxin in them.
Right.
Well, I'm sat in my hospital bed and I get a FaceTime call.
Oh.
Yeah, it's Santi Cazorla. "Hey, Bobby boy, David rang. How you like my spice chews? Guaranteed party time and laughter outburst. Hey, you look like a fucking ghost. It's very funny. I love to laugh. Party on, brother." And then he was gone. So, do you think my story there was like a little bit like Hannibal, you know, with the poisoning and...
Not really.
Not really.
Not really, no.
I suppose not.
No.
Is that it? Are we done?
Yeah, I think that's about enough, isn't it?
I think so, yeah. I've enjoyed it. It's been thank nice you seeing
for,
you.
Thank
I've
you done, for having me.
Nice that you offered me some of your sandwich.
You don't want any egg sandwich, Andrew.
Well, I wouldn't have said no.
Lovely egg.
Ta-da!
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.